This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Scores of protesters braved extreme cold Sunday to rally for a second straight weekend in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny in Russia, despite a sweeping crackdown on his allies and warnings from the police. Hundreds have already been jailed. Rallies are held across various Russian cities during the day, and more rallies are also planned in Moscow later on Sunday, part of a campaign to win the release of President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. He was arrested on January 17th, that's Navalny, after returning from Germany, where he had been recovering from a nerve agent poisoning in Russia last summer. The World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of COVID-19 during a mission that has been tightly controlled by its Chinese host on Sunday visited a Wuhan large wholesale market in the central Chinese city. Sunday is the third day of field visits for the team after they came out of quarantine Thursday. Friday and Saturday, the team visited hospitals in an exhibition commemorating early efforts to battle the outbreak in Wuhan, which included a 76-day lockdown of the city of 11 million. The team plans to visit labs, small markets, and hospitals during its 2 weeks in Wuhan, where the coronavirus was first identified in late 2019. The U.S. is backing off for now and on a plan to offer COVID-19 vaccines to the 40 prisoners held at the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Pentagon Chief Spokesman John Kirby says in a tweet that the Defense Department will be pausing the plan to give the vaccination to those held at Guantanamo Bay while it reviews measures to protect troops who work there. U.S. military announced earlier this month that it plans to offer the vaccine to prisoners as it vaccinates personnel at the detention center. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.